Oh my gosh, there was a death, there was a big bad reveal, or was there? Let's talk about it all right next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Come for you, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come
what
for you?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
The boys were so bad tonight. They were all terrible. Hi, you guys. Welcome to the Arrow After Show. What a crazy episode this was. But before we get into it, I want to introduce our panel. I'll start. My name is Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me everywhere at Olivia Di Bortoli. What about these lovely ladies?
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi here. Yeah, there was just so much today. You can find me at Linda So Girly, and I'm super excited to get into all of this.
Hey guys, it's your friendly neighborhood geek girl here, Cheyenne. You can find me on Twitter at Cheyenne YouTube. And let me tell you, these henchmen ain't loyal, so.
Hey, this is Cherry. You can find me everywhere as Cherry underscore LA. And I want to talk about my girl fight.
Oh, yeah. The girl fight was so good tonight. And also, I want to welcome all of you guys in the chat. We will be talking. Linda's all over it. So you guys are also our co-host tonight. Let us know what you guys think. This was a crazy episode. And I just want to jump right into it. Let's just get with the big, you know, the big reveal of the night. The big bad Richard Diaz. Who called it?
We all called it.
I called it because I figured it was going to happen, but he was the most least developed character, I feel like, this whole season. We never talked about him, and he kind of just, came out from underneath all of us. What do you guys think? What do we think about Richard Diaz Dragon being the big bad?
Who wants to go?
I mean, Jerry, you can start.
Well, he pulled a unusual suspects. He had his Kaiser Sosa moment. I expected him to stop limping or something. He was like, you know, yeah. It was a really good reveal, though, because I never expected it to be him, and he didn't seem to have the smarts, but I think he's part of a cabal of evilness.
Yeah,
I definitely don't think he's alone in this. I do think he's part of it. I don't think he's alone, and I have a lot of thoughts about that.
Yes. But we'll talk. I agree 150% with you. I think that he's like the next puzzle, but he's not the top puzzle.
I mean, I agree. I think we'll get into it later, but I feel like he's a puppet, perhaps, being played in a much larger game of someone much smarter, because I feel he was known for his martial arts, you know? He was trained with on the island.
This is not what he does.
He doesn't do things with computers. And I know someone who else who does on this show who doesn't seem as innocent as she does. Let's get into her. Let's talk about Elena.
I think it's Elena.
Elena cannot be trusted. I've said this from day one.
She worked with Caden way back when. She learned his ways. I really believe that. And she's obsessed with Oliver. I think that.
Interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, let's get on the chat real quick. Yep. Ivan. Hi, Ivan. He thinks that Dragon is alone. Interesting. You think that he can do all these mastermind things by himself? I feel like he's more of a linchman, more of a fighter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely smart, but I don't know. I feel like there's something behind him, but that's just my opinion.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That's true. Okay, so let's move on to Caden James's death. For the beginning of the episode, when we get into it a little bit with Owen and talking about his son, I kind of felt for him. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Just a smidge, just a bit. You know, I knew there was going to be a sad story between him and his son. And so when I saw the strained relationship, I felt a little bit bad. But then I remembered you were literally trying to kill everybody and their mom. So
you just had a bomb. So I feel bad for you. I felt bad for him in that, you know, he was trying to do the right thing. Like, he wanted to be the good father, but he just really was not. He was too busy trying to be the criminal more.
Yeah, that's true. Chris on the chat says, Caden seemed like a villain in over his head, which is true. Like, he...
Well, because he was like a computer villain, more so than like a fighter villain, right?
But I agree that he felt like he was way over his head. He was, you know, he was this big bad, but he was just doing it out of passion for his son mm-hmm. and not maybe thinking things through fully.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with you, Chris, that he was in a little bit over his head.
Ryan's saying he was the big bad promoted before the season aired. I don't remember that, but that's possibly true.
Yeah, maybe.
We're talking about Dragon?
About Dragon, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like this is not over with Dragon. I feel like he's not going to be the big bad of the whole season.
Yeah.
I think Elena's so behind it. The one she was telling him before going to the basketball game. Oh, the FBI yep. is going to get you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, girl, you called the FBI. He's going to go to his son's basketball
so that she
yeah.
can take Caden's place. I think that's exactly what she wanted.
There is so much shady things happen. Does anybody else agree with us on the chat? Let us know, because I just felt so much shadiness from her. And she was
a way too invested, first yeah. of all. Way too invested.
And she was a major part in this whole episode. Like, she was one of the main characters, and she hasn't been this whole time. And I feel like they're setting her up to be something bigger than she actually is.
She's always whispering in someone's ear.
Exactly.
Ivan thinks Elena is good. I don't see good no. when I see Elena. If you look in the dictionary, Elena's photo is right there under bad.
Yeah.
Don't let
true.
The prettiness
Ivan
fool
also
you.
Thinks that Olivia, he's saying,
uh-oh.
Dragon is the real big bad. He thinks that it went away. I totally. Oh, yeah, there.
Keep
so, yeah, so. Dragon's a real big bad. The Cabal was James, Black Siren, Anatoly, and Dragon. And now that's over, we're only going to be dealing with just Dragon.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Thanks, Steven. Hi, Steven. He says, don't trust Elena. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on from that. Let's talk about Quentin Lance. Does anyone else feel like he is losing his mind and he's gone off the deep end?
Oh, yeah.
At first, I really, really was rooting for Black Siren to be the new Laurel.
Yeah.
But now I'm just... I don't know. I think it's definitely still going to happen. I think that she's going to come around and turn into the Laurel that he knows and loved, that he knew and loved. But I think right now he's just letting his feelings get in the way of what he truly needs to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I kind of feel sorry for him, you know?
I feel like he's interfering a lot. Like, this whole episode, I was just like, you're just in the way. You're
yeah.
in the way when you're yeah. trying to kill Dinah. You're in the way when...
Yeah.
Like, all of it. And so he irritated me in this one because, like, what you just said, yeah, I get you're really in your feelings and you really loved your daughter and all of this, but there's a bomb in the city mm-hmm. and
yeah,
everyone
so you
might
need to set that aside.
So can you just put that aside for 5 seconds and focus?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like his intentions were kind of, they were skewed,
yeah.
you know, that he should have been helping the city instead of doing this whole thing with Laurel. And I feel like the whole Laurel thing is kind of a separate thing anyway, because Laurel, I think, is actually kind of on a road to redemption.
Yeah.
She is hesitating. She did smile when she saw that photo in the locker. Like, I feel like she is on her road to redemption, but that's so separate from what Quentin's doing. He's off the deep end. He needs to focus on his city, and I feel like it might be the alcoholic in him again
yeah. Yeah.
coming out, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is his new addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different form of addiction.
Mm-hmm. Something he has to hold on to, for sure.
Yeah, kidnapping is never right.
Yeah. Billie Jean 24 says, Elena started wearing her makeup just like Felicity. Did you guys notice that? What is she trying to do? Take Felicity's job on the team.
Homegirl is shady.
Yeah, don't trust Elena.
I don't trust
her. Do not
her.
Trust Elena.
Yeah, don't trust her.
I literally said Elena cannot be trusted
like, that
the
is,
moment I saw her.
That is the biggest thing on her notepad,
yeah.
is Elena can't be trusted. So I agree. She's no good. Let's talk about William a little bit. So I know that someone here watches Walking Dead, but I feel like Carl is being... William is being like a Carl of Walking Dead.
No, not even. Carl at least does things with purpose. William is just being annoying. Can I just say that? Can I be honest about my feelings about William? He's very, very just too much in Oliver's business. I understand it's your dad. You don't want another dead parent. I get it. But stay in your lane, little boy. Please. Please. Please.
Before you get hurt.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
But am I the only one who feels like somewhere down the line, Oliver is going to train William to be the new Speedy?
Yeah, of course.
He's going to
okay.
be a mini
well,
me.
Maybe not a Speedy, but like
a new arrow.
Yeah.
A mini arrow.
Yeah.
Sidekick. I mean,
they'll find another name.
We've talked about this before on the show of him like becoming, and he's showing signs of like super bravery and
yeah.
like stepping in. And when he saved the kids from the
yeah.
school bus, like he is doing these things to become, I feel like, a part of the team or
yeah.
not
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But he needs to step away. He's so annoying.
Yeah. Red Arrow.
Like, don't go into the trap of doom, of death, when you know that's where Caden James is going to be with the bomb.
And don't go with stupid reasons. Like, I just want to be with you, Dad.
Yeah.
Again, they're trying to blow up your city. He's working.
Of all the places to be.
He's a superhero, so... Yeah, could you just stay right where you are right now? Like, that's just stupid to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we all think he's definitely going to be Red Arrow or somebody, yeah. Red, right? Yeah. So maybe is that why Colton Haynes may be coming back to train him? I kind of wonder if that's going to
that's a great
be
theory.
What's going to happen.
That's a
here.
Great theory.
That could be. Ivan Soto, Red Arrow, yes. Yeah, I think everyone's agreeing that he's going to become the Red Arrow. Which would be cute.
William definitely got annoying. Yes, Ivan. Yes.
Yes.
He's Wesley.
So we have a question. Panel, don't you think Lance should put Black Siren in prison because of how many people she's killed? Killing is wrong. Yeah, I agree.
But he's not thinking straight.
He's not thinking straight.
He's thinking about his... Sorry.
No. Yeah, you do it.
No, he's thinking about his daughter and his feelings for his daughter. And I think that... you're right in saying that it's like his new addiction.
Yeah.
He's focusing all his attention on this because he really wants it to be true so he can hold on to his past.
Yeah. Back to William and possibly Roy coming back to train him. I feel like Thea is just a glorified Quentin babysitter in the past few episodes.
Yeah. She's definitely disappearing.
She is. And I read somewhere that there are only 3 episodes left that she's going to be in. Cool. And maybe Roy coming back could be him training her, or training William, and also taking Thea away. What do you guys think?
I think that's a very good theory. I kind of hope it happens. I liked him and Thea together. I think he's good for Thea. So, we'll see.
I hope so, because Thea was, like, one of my favorite characters, and I hope that she has, like, a good ending. I hope she doesn't get killed off.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Would be literally everybody in Oliver's family is gone. That would be tragic. Not even laughing. Yeah. Why are we laughing?
Steven says, I think Roy coming back to ride off with Thea in the sunset. That would be romantic, and that would be a good end for her, because I think she wants to go off and shoot other things.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's talk about that Flash cameo. Did everybody catch that?
Oh, I'm always here for my boy, Oliver. I know you guys saw my my boy, Barry. I know you guys saw my keychain with Flash on it, mini Flash. So I loved it. I was geeked.
Yeah. Yes. And also how William is always sporting the Flash gear. You called that.
Yep,
it was so
always
funny.
Repping the Flash, but never Arrow. Yeah. Never the Green Arrow.
I hope that we see more of the Flash, because it's always fun, like, getting little glimpses, little flashes of him in the episode. I think that's really cute. Okay, let's move on to the new team, Arrow, NTA. And how do we feel about their performance tonight? I feel like Renee was being so annoying.
I literally screamed at the TV and told him to shut up. Seriously, he was so annoying, and he was acting like everything was old Team Arrow's fault, and he was a victim, and... Dude, you're not a victim, and you're not a boss. You're just Renee. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. Team Arrow kind of is very focused on their right, and they don't listen to anyone. They don't share anything, which is what caused the team to be split up with the whole Sousa devil manipulation. But when it comes right down to it, Oliver and the rest of them do not share information. They always looked at the new people as their redheaded stepchildren that they were like, just do what we say. Mm-hmm. We're not going to listen to you. He treats his son William with almost more respect than he treats the other team members. And they're adults who put themselves in the way of danger all the time.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't act like adults, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, and for sure. Especially Oliver.
And Renee was not acting like an adult today.
Yeah, Renee and Dinah were just so annoying. Yeah. But we got a question from Lara on the chat. She says, do you think Curtis will leave NTA and go back to OTA? Which is true. Curtis was the only one in this episode that was, like, kind of clear-headed,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I feel like he's really more part of OTA because he was the first one to come on, which is what I said before. But I think they're all going to get back together regardless.
I mean, we'll see. Renee is on one, though,
yeah,
I think.
He is.
Do you really think that he's going to come back onto the team?
I mean, good riddance if you don't. But probably, because your attitude was nasty today. Awful.
He needs a...
Yeah.
You spank him.
Like, yeah,
he does. Whole attitude back right in.
Chris on the chat says Curtis is just the middleman. It's true. He feels very middleman-y. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not being like... He's Mr. Terrific. He needs to step up as Mr. Terrific instead of kind of stopping siblings from fighting.
Yeah, he should really use this time being separate from Oliver to kind of find himself and figure out his role in everything and train. I don't know. Be more like the superhero you are, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that's what he uses this time for.
Yeah, so let's move on. Let's move on to Anatoly. I really like the flashbacks in the past seasons, and I feel like there might be some type of, not maybe redemption, but Anatoly and Oliver, they might come to some type of agreement and stop fighting one of these days. What do you guys think?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't think Anatoly really cared to fight Oliver, but like he said when he first came on the scene in the season, the only reason he's here is because people think he's on Oliver's side, and yeah. he's trying to prove to his folk back home that he's not. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I always liked Anatoly. I feel like he's really smart for who he is, and I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if he comes back. This is your favorite part, Dinah versus Laurel.
That was a shocker. I really thought Laurel would just beat the crap out of Dinah because she has been every time. But I think the rage was so strong in her that it gave her superhuman strength. And when she shot her, at first I thought she missed. And I was like, damn, you're really mad about your baby daddy.
Your baby daddy.
Really mad.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
She's livid.
I don't know. She's crazy mad. The fight scenes I thought were really good, though, between the two of them. I thought that you could really tell it was the two stunt women, though. Because every time you fought, it was like Laurel's hair was extra blonde.
Yeah.
And like extra in her face. And I was like, well, you could have made it a little darker, match Laurel's hair a little bit better. But the fight scenes between the two of them were really cool. Mm-hmm. I like seeing the canary versus canary. Screaming at each other. Flame Dala says screaming versus screaming, which is very true. There's a lot of screaming, but I don't know. I always thought it was interesting. Oh, someone, Chris Steven? Says, oh, Oliver's always running Anatoly's plan, or ruining Anatoly's plans. It's true. It is true, but I feel like there's like a brotherhood there. They helped each other through a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think he's definitely, Anatoly's a man of honor for sure. And I think if the circumstances were different, he'd definitely be on, not even be on Oliver's side, but he wouldn't be involved, period.
Yeah.
So.
We have an interesting question on the chat, Ivan. About Dragon, he said the new police captain is in his pocket. So could the councilwoman Sobel tried to kill be in his pocket?
Yeah, because he did mention at the end that he had city officials and the new police captain. And I even think that FBI agent is in his pocket as well, and that's why they're coming after him.
Okay,
that's what I was like. Oh,
yeah, because at one point you were like, oh yeah, that's really interesting. But I was like, I don't understand. Yeah, so he has these people in his pocket, but I don't know. I still don't think that he's pulling the strings.
I don't think he's pulling the strings, but I think that how Oliver and his team is being attacked and the city's being attacked is because he's orchestrating all these things to distract him. And then meanwhile, you know, who we all think is actually the big bad is going to be revealed. That's what I'll say.
Or it's actually Richard Dragon and we're all wrong.
We're all crazy. We're all as crazy as Kaden is.
But then what's the point? What's the point of Alina? She's there for another reason.
She's back for a reason. Yeah. I don't trust her. I haven't trusted her since she landed on the scene and betrayed Felicity. I do not trust her.
Yeah, there's no reason for her to come back unless there's a reason for her to come back. You know?
Black Magic 99, I think that's how you say your name. They're probably going to develop a kind of relationship like Oliver has with Deathstroke. Him and Anatoly? Yeah. I feel like that might be true. I don't know. Anyway, is that all? Is that all we have? Is there anything else that you guys have on your notes that we want to talk about in this crazy episode? And then we're going to be off for 2 weeks, which is insane. Or we can just jump right into predictions if you guys want. Go ahead, Sherry.
So I was hoping Caden's son wasn't really killed because the video was faked.
Right.
And I was hoping the FBI may have put him in protective custody.
Yeah.
Then he comes back super angry because he thinks the Aaron them killed his father. That'd be so fun.
Continue the storyline because now Caden's actually dead.
I love Caden. I like him as an actor. But we don't know. I mean, like, I know we know he's dead, but the video was faked twice. So there's no reason why it couldn't be faked again.
Yeah.
And the FBI agent, I do think, was part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. My opinion is that he's pretty dead.
Kill all the children?
Kaden? No, well, Kaden and his son.
And his son, yeah.
The for sure. Dead.
Or I his son is not dead, and he's actually the one behind everything.
Ivan says, Kirk Avecito is an amazing actor. He plays Dragon. He's definitely going to be the big bad. Yeah, we'll see. Oh, and you were also asking me about Dragon being on Lian Yu. No, he's not on Lian. He wasn't on Lian Yu. I just meant that he has, like, good fighting skills. He has, like, a background in martial arts, so... No, he's not. He wasn't on Lian Yu. I didn't mean that. I meant he's, like, a good fighter, and he has, like, more fighting skills rather than computer skills, I guess is what I was meaning.
And Chris is asking a question I totally forgot about. Is Slade's son coming back? He did say he'd go after William, which he did say. That's remember true. Earlier?
Ooh.
Do you think he's going to come back anytime soon? I feel like that's farther...
Down the road
the road in the future.
And maybe. And also, we kind of have a big bad right now, a big bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't come back.
I just
back
feel
for
like
a
they're
bit.
Bringing in, like, not that William's random, but they're making him, they bring him in scenes that he doesn't really do much. They plant him there.
He just exists.
Yeah, so to remind us that he's still there. So
like, you're taking up space, yeah. William.
Yeah, jeez. But I feel like maybe they're doing that because they're setting us up for something.
No,
definitely. Like, the Slade son thing. Oh,
yeah.
Something.
I feel like if Slade's son does come back, that's when they're going to actually prepare William and start training him. I think that's probably what Oliver is going to do.
Which yeah. I think is a great idea. That's a great prediction. I like that.
And hopefully Roy will be in the picture. I just want Roy yeah. back. Mm-hmm. Just for a cute episode.
Me too. Just
episodes.
For just two episodes, it's fine.
Yeah, just like that. Two, maybe three.
I miss him.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Joe Wilson. Ivan, yeah.
Who's Carl Iskov? Did I miss something? Was that
he was the hired assassin that killed Owen, Caden's son.
Was he hired by Argus?
No, he was hired by Diaz.
Diaz. Dragon. Oh, duh. Okay,
yeah. Because
yeah,
that's those little Diaz plot.
Says he hired,
yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm tripping. Okay.
Yeah. Black Magic says Deathstroke's son is going to be working with Dragon, and Deathstroke is going to come back to help stop them. Interesting. A Deathstroke come back again?
No.
I feel like that's.
I don't think they're
going
to do it to us
they
again.
Can't. Yeah.
They're making a movie.
Who? They're making a Deathstroke movie? Is the same actor going to be in it?
Mm-mm. But that's why he's not on Arrow. There's been a big fight about that. That's why they let him come back. And then they decide to make a movie, a real
you're
movie.
Right, yeah.
And then they took him away. Uh-huh. So they'll have to have like a Deathstroke-ish character.
Okay.
Who they'll call Hammerstroke or something. Which I think would be... So you can say the same
Deathstroke. There is another character that's yeah. similar that's in the comics. So I wonder if they're probably going to go with that one. It's like a spoof of Deadpool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Funny.
So I'm just like, maybe they'll bring that person in.
Maybe. That would be good. Okay. Anything else, you guys? Or do we want to jump into predictions? Let's do predictions.
Who wants to go first? I predict that the next maybe not the next episode, maybe not the next episode, but when we come back sometime, Colton Haynes is going to come back as Red Arrow, and he's going to train William, and William's going to get his hands dirty towards the end, and I'm excited to see that. I hope so, because now we can actually give William a legitimate, like, role. Like, yeah. Now he has something to do on screen instead right? of just staying there being annoying and worrying about his dad. So I'm hoping that that's...
And, well, his role is also to be, like, you know... collateral damage for his dad. Like,
oh, yeah,
just
for
like,
sure.
The reason that people come after Oliver or can come after Oliver is because yeah. of William. And he's like, that's the only job he has.
Yep.
But I think that's good. I hope that he becomes...
Go away, William.
He's the Wesley of the Arrow.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your predictions, Sherry? Go ahead.
I think Oliver and Renee will have a straight-up big brawl fight, and that will sort of get their anger towards each other. Because they both have done similar things, which I think is why Renee is so angry at Oliver, because Oliver will do something and, like, make exceptions for his family, yeah. and then he'll be like, well, but that's my family.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. So that's how I think they'll sort of, like, come together. Renee's the type of guy who, after he gets in a fight with someone, they're able to forgive each
that's
other.
That's true. And did you see in the next week's episode that Renee was like, oh, you want to fight Oliver? And I was yeah. like... you are not winning in a fight against all of them. I don't know who you think you are.
No, Haas, you're not winning against Oliver.
Man. And also, we haven't heard from much from him and his daughter either. Like, this whole, I mean, is that the whole reason that he's being so angsty is because of his daughters in the city? Like, take your daughter out, too. I don't know. Go ahead.
Do something.
Do something with her.
My prediction is that Lance is going to, quote-unquote, kidnap Black Siren, and he's going to bring her to wherever, his house, wherever, a cabin, and he's going to have it. He's going to have her all surrounded by old memories, and she's gonna come back and want to be a better person.
Do you think he's fully lost it?
I think he's insane if he does that.
Yeah. I mean, look what he did right now. Look at this episode.
Does he have a laurel? What is it called? Laurel shrine? Like, yes. I mean, that's creepy.
Do you remember the videos from last episode?
Yep.
So it's possible.
It's gonna get worse.
Yeah, he had her handcuffed in the back.
That's so creepy.
Yes. Because everyone else thinks that she absconded and took off by herself.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very misery. Ooh, maybe he'll chop her leg off.
What? Why would he do that?
Misery. This is very misery. He's going to make her love him, and then when she doesn't, he'll get angry and he'll, you know.
No, because he never wants to hurt her.
Yeah.
He always wants to just save her and have her come back and be his daughter. I don't think he would ever.
Yeah.
But not crazy like a killer crazy.
But then she'd be dependent on him.
Yeah.
And she'd never be able to leave again.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But I hope that's not what happens. That's very scary. I guess my prediction is that Elena has a bigger role in all of this, and that she is the puppet master. And I think that's going out on a limb, but I think that that's who she is.
I'm right there with you.
Hey, we were right about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Anyway, that was a crazy episode, you guys. We're off for 2 weeks. So we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. And
we're
going
to miss you guys.
We're going to miss you so much. Ivan, especially you. Just kidding.
But we won't be gone if you follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So we
have to shout out. You know what? Speaking of Twitter, we talked about it last week. Real quick, can I just look it up?
Because
I really think that we need to shout her out.
There's a girl that always talks to us on Twitter. So if you, while she's looking for that, we can continue this conversation if you want. Hit us up all on Twitter or even in the comments under this video after it airs, because I know it's East Coast. It's pretty late for you guys.
Oh my gosh, I can't find her.
I forgot her name. But yeah, so if you guys just comment on us on the video, we'll talk about it. I'll jump in there and we'll talk about it more. And for 2 weeks, we can just talk about this episode if you guys want. But yeah, if you guys want to find me, I'm at Olivia Di Bortoli on Twitter and Instagram and all of those things.
I'm at Cheyenne YouTube on Twitter, and I'm at Cheyenne Ewulu, Ewulu on Instagram.
And I'm Cherry _LA on Instagram and Twitter.
And I was still looking. I'm going to find you. I'm going to tweet you later. But I am Linda So Girly all across social media. And there's one girl on Twitter that I want to shout out, and I'm going to remember for next time.
Okay, perfect. We'll do it March 1st.
We'll do it March 1st.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.